on Noises from the Valley at 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
broadcasting from the WKZE studios on the corner of North Broadway and Cherry Street in the beautiful village of Red Hook, New York. This is your favorite independent radio station, programmed for your community, by your community.
Celebrating musical diversity.
For the Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills.
We are 98.1 WKZE-FM Salisbury.
105.9 W290 BZ-FM Red Hook, and streaming worldwide at WKZE.com. 98.1 KZE, independent music for the independent mind.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell. And you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands. With tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens. Purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
sun is in my eyes. I cannot hear you. Everything you say just passes by.
When's the last time you heard Barclay James Harvest on the radio? Another way I can ask that question, have you ever heard Barclay James Harvest on the radio? Well, you heard him here at 98.1 KZE this Friday night on Noises from the Valley, a great, great band from England that came together in 1966, Barclay James Harvest. That was 100,000 Smiles Out, written by Les Holroyd, and that was Les on vocals. It was part of their album Baby James Harvest from 1972. And Barclay James Harvest kept making music through the decades, but then I think it was in the late 90s that they split into two separate bands. Les Holroyd had his own Barclay James Harvest, and John Lees fronts his version of the band, and they go by the names John Lee's Barclay James Harvest, and then there's Barclay James Harvest featuring Les Holroyd. Last fall, John Lee's Barclay James Harvest put out a new album called Relativity. So there's two Barclay James Harvests these days. Anyway, we heard Cream in there as well with Tales of Brave Ulysses, part of Disraeli Gears. Coming up, a tribute to blues man John Hammond on Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo on 98.1 KZE.
Hey, it's Simon. Join me each Monday night on 98.1 KZE for Jamcast. We'll be taking a deep dive into our jam band music library. We'll be highlighting shows in the area, music news, song releases, and a whole lot more. That's Jamcast, this and every Monday night, 9 to 11, on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Clayton from Van Cleek's Tire, and you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
98.1 KZE's web stream is brought to you by Ulster Savings Bank, a local community bank with locations throughout the Hudson Valley, online at ulstersavings.com. Bluesman John Hammond died this past Saturday, February 28th, at the age of 83. From what I understand, he died of cardiac arrest. He was in the hospital in Jersey City. He's one of my favorite blues men. Got to start playing the blues, I guess it was in the early 60s. Yeah, I think it was 1964 that he put out his first album, John Hammond. And I thought I'd play a bunch of songs for you tonight, paying tribute to John Hammond, a bunch of John Hammond songs, obviously. And I hope to do another set next Friday night as well. But let's go back to the beginning, to the first album. As I mentioned, he came out in 1964. Here's John Hammond from John Hammond and Going Back to Florida on 98.1 KZE. It's Noises from the Valley.
Gone back in Florida, where you got a plan, you got a home. Gone back in Florida, where you got a plan, you got a home. Gotta do one of the two, darling. Ain't nothing else to do. You ought to been in Florida, 1910. Bud Russell drove pretty women like a ditto. Ugly man. Ain't gonna pick no cotton. God knows ain't gonna pull no corn. Yes, from you gonna run away to the woods. Oh, Johnny wouldn't tell that new woe. Mama called me. I answered, ma'am. Said, son, ain't you tired of working? I said, Mama, yes, I am. My papa called me. I answered, sir. Said, son, are you tired of working? What the hell are you gonna stay here for? Yes, ain't gonna pick no car. God knows ain't gonna pull no corn. Yeah, you know from you gonna run away to the woods. Yeah, poor Johnny wouldn't tell that new woe.
From a 30-06 and a black crow snuck through a hole in the sky. So I spent my buttons on an old pack mule, and I made me a ladder from a pawn shop, remember?
dandelion tree, laid it up against a dandelion tree, and I leaned it up on the dandelion tree, yeah. And I cooked them feathers on a cast iron spit, and I filled me a satchel full of old pick corn, filled me a satchel full of old pick corn, and I beat me a billy from old French corn. The top of the tree, kicked that mule to the top of the tree, and I blew me a hole about the size of a kick drum, and I cut me a switch from a long blind jail ball. I'm on Willie in the kindling, I'm Willie in the kindling. 16 shells from a 30-06. I'm on Willie in the kindling. Back for 16 shells from a 30-06. Now I slept in the hollow of a dry creek bed. From a red Corvette, tore out the buckets from a red Corvette. Now Dinah and Dave and the Butcher made free. You gotta meet me by the knuckles of a skinny bone tree, with the strings of a washboard stretched like a clothesline. You know me and that mule strolled right through the hole. Now me and that mule scrambled right through the hole. I'm all Willie in the kindling. 16 shells from a 30-06. I'm all Willie in the kindling. Shells from a 30-06 out. Strum it loud just to rattle his cage. Strum it loud just to rattle his cage. Strum it loud just to rattle his cage.
John Hammond on 98.1 KZE on Noises from the Valley, working with his buddy Tom Waits. He did an entire album of Tom Waits songs in 2001 called Wicked Grin, an album that Tom Waits produced. And that was 16 shells from a 30-06. John Hammond on 98.1 KZE. This is from 1965.
Miles of barbed wire, use a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside made from rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, Ollie, and tell me who do you love? Oh, who do you love? somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I said. John, you know I understand. Well, who do you love? Who do you
You know, John Hammond always seemed to work with cool producers. And that was a song called You Know That's Cold from his 2007 album Push Comes to Shove, which was produced by G Love. Here on 98.1 KZE, it's Noises from the Valley with Darren DeVivo. And You Know That's Cold put a wrap on this John Hammond set, paying tribute to the blues man who died this past Saturday, February 28th. He died, I understand, in the hospital in Jersey City of a cardiac arrest. John Paul Hammond. Now, I mentioned he tended to work with cool producers, and we heard him there working with G Love. There's an album that he had put out in 2003 called Ready for Love, which David Hidalgo produced, of Los Lobos, another example of John Hammond working with a cool producer. We went back to 1965 to the So Many Roads album for his version of Who Do You Love? And speaking of cool producers, John Hammond cut an album of Tom Waits songs in 2001, an album that Tom Waits produced. And we heard 16 Shells from a 30-06, the Tom Waits song from John Hammond. And it was Going Back to Florida at the top of the set from the 1964 self-titled debut album from John Hammond, the son of John Hammond, record executive, producer, civil rights activist. I think I'll pay tribute to John Hammond again next week. How's that sound? I'll do another John Hammond set for you next Friday night on Noises from the Valley here at 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo.
This is Loretta Moralia, your Hudson Valley mediator. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
I'm Darren DeVivo with you till 11 o'clock tonight on Noises from the Valley here on 98.1 KZE. Return to Forever, a band that was fronted by Chick Corea, the late great Chick Corea. They changed members fairly often. And I want to play something from 1976. It was on one of their incredible records called Romantic Warrior. And at this time, or I should say at that time, Return to Forever featured Chick Corea, Al DiMaiola on guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, Lenny White on drums. Doesn't get much better than that. This is Majestic Dance on Noises from the Valley on 98.1 KZE.
Yeah. never been away, hey. Never seen a day break. Leaning on my pillow in the morning light. Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so.
Pilot and Return to Forever Side by Side. Where else are you going to hear those noises from the Valley but here on 98.1 KZE with Darren DeVivo? Yep, that was the Scottish band Pilot. They came together in 1972. And Magic, of course, which we just heard, was their massive hit. Everyone knows Magic, and that was the big one for Pilot. It was part of their first album, which Alan Parsons produced. The first album was titled from the album of the same name, Overseas, but not here in the U.S. When the album came out, the record company decided the album should just be known as Pilot, featuring Magic. And we heard Return to Forever with Majestic Dance from 1976, Chick Corea, Al Di Meola, Stanley Clark, Lenny White, Return to Forever on 98.1 KZE.
Hi, this is Jeff and Audrey from Mirabai.
And you're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Darren DeVivo here for a few more minutes on Noises from the Valley at WKZE 98.1 FM and 105.9 FM and WKZE.com. Let's hang out with Billy Joel at Zanzibar.
Ali dances and the audience applauds. Though he's bathed in sweat, he hasn't lost the style. Ali, don't you go downtown. Another face at Zanzibar, but the waitress always serves a secret smile. Whoa, she's waiting out in Shanty Town. She's gonna pull the curtains down for me, for me. I got the old man's car. I got a jazz guitar. I got a tab. Knows he's such a credit to the game, but the Yankees grab the headlines every time. Melodrama's so much fun, in black and white for everyone to see. Whoa, me, I'm trying just to get to second base. And I'd steal it if she only gave the sign. Well, she's gonna give the go-ahead. The inning
That's a very cool way to put a wrap on things this Friday night. Madeline Peru covering Warren Zevon. Keep Me in Your Heart. Here at 98.1 KZE on Noises from the Valley. That was a song that Madeline Peru recorded for the movie Union Square. Warren Zevon's song. As I mentioned, Warren's version was part of his last album, the Wind, Madeline Peru, and Billy Joel before that, along with Freddie Hubbard playing flugelhorn and trumpet on Zanzibar, Billy Joel off 52nd Street. And with that, we're out of time on another edition of Noises from the Valley. I'm Darren DeVivo. I hope you have a great weekend and have a great week as well. And I'll see you again right back here next Friday night at 7 o'clock on 98.1 KZE with the next Noises from the Valley. You take care.
Sing your song of a crazy old world that was coming along, till one day some fool made the decision to turn on the television. Of course, radio reported we'd all ignore it. The paper said we had no time for it. But before you knew it, you knew Milton Berle, and we all had a new escape from the world. All tuned in before too soon, we were watching a man walk on the moon. He made it look as easy as driving a car. Video killed the radio star. I got the talking blues. Talking blues are easy to do. All you gotta rhyme is a line or two. Rhyme a line or two and then you don't ever have to rhyme again, see? I can say whatever I want to now. You know, within reason. Say sitcom, catchphrase, game show nation. Television soon defied explanation as the situation took to such a degree that eventually we'd hear about a cable TV. Of course, free TV news swore we'd ignore it, and the average family could never afford it. But again, they were wrong. eventually, everybody wanted their MTV. We were all tuned in, but now the shock was watching a kid do a thing called the moonwalk. Sliding backwards, really, was eventually too far. Reality killed that video star. Got the talking blues. So simple at first, it was hard to foresee the impending collision with reality, but it soon seemed TV turned on itself when the real world came on like it was something else. Of course, actors all acted like they weren't floored, hoping eventually that we'd all get bored. But one after the other, we pretended not to act as we hurtled ever forward toward alternative facts. Then a show called The Apprentice came on, and pretty soon an old man with a comb over had sold us the moon. And we stayed tuned in. Now here we are, reality killed by a reality star. Got the talking blues. Hills, that is.
Celebrating musical diversity in the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills, we are 98.1.